You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. This movie review also comes for subscribers at Time Lord level or above, an uncut, unedited, longer video version of the review. Become a subscriber and check it out.
So who are we going to get to review the new Apple TV Plus feature film starring Justin Timberlake? Well, it's gonna be me.
Oh, man.
Oh, review's over. Review's over, everyone.
I had a whole sexy back parody plan, and...
Well, I think we can all predict how this review is going to end. It's going to be with Davey Pepper saying bye-bye-bye.
That Jamari, you gotta tell me that. You gotta tell me that before we start, so that I can remove my terrible joke and let you go with what is probably
a
better joke.
It was just two bars. It was just gonna go, "Hey, Eddie Palmer's back. Yeah, that's not how boys are supposed to act. Yeah,
what? Oh, nice.
That's a good one.
That's, oh my god, that is beautiful.
All right,
so
well, I give this.
We
three
are
out of five.
Reviewing. We are reviewing the new Apple TV Plus film, Palmer, which is directed by Fisher Stevens, written by Cheryl Guerrero, and it stars Justin Timberlake as Eddie Palmer, a former college star and also former criminal who is now on parole and trying to get his life back together when the son of a very troubled woman who lives next door to him and his grandmother, played by the wonderful June Squibb, starts to live with them for a bit, and Palmer and this kid start to have an unlikely friendship and get to know each other, and it's all very sweet and very nice. I am Davey, and with me is Adrian.
Yellow.
And we have Jamarco.
Yurt.
And we have TC.
I don't have an NSYNC pun. No, wait, I can do it. Wait, I got something. Okay. This movie's so touching, it's going to have you cry in a river. There we go.
Oh,
beautiful.
Oh, that's a JT pun, but it'll count.
So what do we think about this very charming, very basic movie?
Well,
it's adorable.
This is one of those, much like other movies on One of Us, where I jumped on because... I did not realize what the movie was. I actually saw one image and thought, oh, hey, Jesse Williams in a movie. I haven't seen him in a movie since that horror movie he did. And then I like look into it more. It's like, oh, wait, this is Justin Timberlake. That's not someone who really like, man, I can't wait to see the next Justin Timberlake movie, you know? But
you mean you didn't love Runner Runner?
I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan of In Time. Some would say never even seen it. But I watched this, and throughout the entire thing, I was just kind of going, oh my god, I'm really liking what I'm seeing, right? And I'm really liking Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake, you're all right, man. You're cool with me.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, because when I went into, I'm a little more optimistic than my friend here, because I always kind of respected JT as an actor. I call him JT. We talk on the weekends. I always respected Justin Timberlake's acting. I mean, we've seen his charisma. He has magnetism, you know, when he's hosting SNL and even The Social Network and Alpha Dog, Friends with Benefits, Southland Tales. But I've always kind of I always kind of gave Justin the benefit of a doubt, because even as far as musician turns actors goes, he's not terrible. And especially in Palmer, he's a lot more subdued. There's not a lot of room for jokes. He's kind of doing the Witcher thing. He's kind of just mumbling for like the first 30 minutes. Just kind of going, I was in jail once. Look at my beard. But then
I shaved my head.
Yeah, I'm going through some stuff right now. Yeah. But once he meets Sam and he starts to open up around him, you really start to see him grow and evolve. And I got to give JT props. He did his thing.
Yeah, coming into this, I didn't watch the trailer. I didn't want to know too much about it. I saw just the blurb on it. I was like, okay, that's enough information. And as it started, is this going to be a shallow attempt at award season here? Maybe. But once it starts getting going, about the 25, 30 minutes into the movie, all those cliche, questions of the cliches of are they trying to check off boxes to see if they can get JT an Oscar nom here? Once those are sort of subverted and set
in a January film,
hey, no less.
Oscars are weird this year.
It's
January
a weird year.
Is the
it's
new
a weird
November.
Once all those were set aside and this movie started, got into its actual plot, it laid down the foundation, started going. I was pleasantly surprised at a lot of this film. It surprised me in that for the first little bit, I'm like, oh boy, this is just going to be like guns and God and ex-con football. It's going to be one of those Southern movies. It's going to be one of those Southern movies, but no, I think it at the very least is going to trick conservative minded people into watching this and realizing they're watching a very open-minded, very touching, liberal-minded movie.
Yeah. Would you believe if we told you that this is a study in gender nonconformity? Because it is. It actually kind of
Sada!
Is. And it's pretty cool with that, too, because I'm bringing that up. And that's all done through the second main character, played by Ryder Allen.
Newcomer.
Yeah, newcomer. Yeah. He plays little kid Sam,
son.
Who is, we must protect him at all costs and kill anybody else who tries to do any kind of harm to him.
Everything I needed to know about this movie was once the plot got going, there's a moment where Sam's obsessed with this princess show, Flying Princesses. He's obsessed with it. He's a little boy watching it. He's not constantly, but often told that's not for little boys. That's not what little boys should be watching. And Palmer says, how many boys do you see on this show? And Sam says, none. And Sam's six, seven? He's a little guy.
Right. Yeah.
He says, none.
Yeah.
And then Palmer says, well, what does that tell you then? And Sam looks at it with all earnestness and says, well, then I can be the first one.
Oh, come on
and
now.
Palmer can say nothing.
And
he's like,
applaud, and I thought, I love this kid.
Right there, I was like, I love this
kid.
I'm
sold. 100%. I'm in. I'm here.
And then Palmer just kind of nods. He's like,
he could say anything. He's like,
you beat me.
You're
you
not,
beat me at my
you
own
know
game.
What?
All right.
You get the
I'll write a letter to the princess.
And yet, I can't fully tell if the kid actor is that good or if the movie is almost a little manipulative. Because, I mean, he is such a great
kid. Oh, yeah.
Just like the character himself is a great kid. But it's to the point where if someone even slightly bullies him, I was thinking, oh, they got to kill
him.
They gotta
destroy
them. They got to kill Juno Temple.
Threatens a child in this with violence. He puts
he
the fear of
really...
God in the kid. He's like, you talk to him. If you do anything like that again, and I'm gonna break your arm.
I'm like, Jesus,
child runs away.
What would Jimmy Fallon think?
I bet you that kid never did that shit again.
Never again.
Oh yeah.
He went home Justin Timberlake said he was gonna break my arm.
The guy from the Social Network?
I just met him.
Oh my God.
This does kick off with some cliches, as I was saying before. Like, there's an older woman in this. Dave, you said, what's the actress's name?
June Squibb.
Yeah, she seeing her pop up was like, okay, you put her in an Oscar Beatty movie. But right at the beginning, there's some expectations for a movie like this. And when you watch a movie, 99% of the time, when an old lady in a movie coughs. You can have some expectations of what's going to happen to this old lady.
Oh, she's churchy and
yeah, and that expectation is she's not going to be here through the whole movie, but maybe a good part of it.
So there were those fears of the expectation. There's the hot neighbor played by Juno Temple, which I'll comment in a moment, where she has the cliche mullety hey bitch boyfriend, you know, like
And we'll put played a by the fucking mayhem guy there because she's kind of a mess. Yes.
Yeah, Juno Temple honestly, in this is every time I see Juno Temple in the movie, I'm like, why is she playing like a hot mess?
She,
why do they always push her through the dirt before they like start to
the
film?
The only thing I've ever seen her in where I was like, okay, I am not annoyed by how white trashy she is, was freaking Ted Lasso.
Oh, that's right.
That's the only thing where I'm like, she's still trash, but she's British trash.
In The Dark Knight Rises, she was white.
And that's better.
In this, and
has she is she British in real life?
I know that's a fair question.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here. All right, well, you know what? She's a great actress then, because I didn't even slightly think that she was not American and from wherever this place takes place.
She plays wonderful meth head white trash in this.
Yeah. Oh, the best.
Yeah, and if you want to see more of that, Killer Joe.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
And if you want to kind of see more of that too, Unsane. And if you want to see her more of her character, Dark Knight Rises. It's the same character.
Yeah, I'm just. It's a. That's the timeline. These movies that her character's going through different mood, many different people.
Yeah. But Davey, also known as Iced Tea Lemonade. Oh, Palmer.
Yeah, because Arnold. Because it's like. Because it's like the drink. Gotcha. It's like Arnold Palmer. Yeah. And very funny.
What do you think about this movie, man? I think we've kind of...
Yeah, Davey, we bogarted this. Get in on this.
Yeah, you guys just kind of ran with it, which is good. Gives me less work to do. I think this movie's fine. I like it. It's good. And it was way more... It hit me in the heart way more than I was expecting it to. However... I do think it still falls into a lot of those cliches, and I think it is, Adrian, you mentioned earlier, you said that this was an incredibly pleasant film, and I think that is exactly what they were going for. Like, this, as soon as I finished this, I said to my mother, like, you have to watch it. I'll sign in on my Apple TV on your account so that you can watch it, because she's gonna love it, and she's gonna listen to this review, and she's gonna fucking love this movie, because it is so nice and about the goodness of people without a ton of hardships. Timberlake does a really good job, all the performances are really solid, but there's nothing in the writing or the direction, I think, that pushes this in a direction you don't expect, or in a direction that
for sure
really challenges what's gonna happen outside of that first moment when Sam starts revealing that he's really into this princess stuff, and Palmer doesn't just spout slurs. He just goes, well, all right, let's buy you the costume.
Yeah.
And outside of that, which is a delightful moment, and I really like it, and I think it helps set up what this movie's actually trying to be about. Outside of that, there's not much that you can't predict a mile away, which isn't a bad thing. It's not a bad movie at all. I thoroughly enjoyed my time with it. But, and I mentioned this to TC before we recorded, this feels like the most based on a true story a fictional movie has ever been.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know what? I was kind of waiting to see that. Like, all right, well, let's see what they look like. And then it's like, oh wait, this is all fiction.
you're right on the money here in that it does. It's okay that it checks off boxes. It does something that not a lot of movies do, and that's come in, tell its story, and leave, even to the point of having a the end in this movie, right? Which is it's an older convention. It sort of puts it into a headspace of a morality tale, or not a fairy tale per se. I don't want to use that as a pejorative, but it kind of does. Fairy tale. But there are some predictabilities in here, but then there's also some fun subversions that I appreciated. There's a great moment, Adrian, you did say this is about gender fluidity. There's a great moment where Sam, again, played phenomenal. This kid is incredible. If anyone was like, oh, Timberlake's going for an Oscar, screw that. This kid should be on people's radars. Anyway, there's a moment where he's like, hey, my stepdad called me queer. What does queer mean? And JT says, some people think it means different. Oh, are you queer? Well, I'm certainly different. But you know what else we are?
Boom.
Handsome. And it's this really sweet moment of diffusing what the negativity of someone being called a queer would be and put it in this young, very impressionable kid at a very important point in his life to associate that indifference to something sweet like, we're handsome, we're different, right. We're queer. Who cares, right? You know, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes. But also, the guy who called him that was Dean Winters. Find him and kill him, like I said previously. You know what? Dean Winters pops up in this, and I don't know if anyone's seen the criminally underrated Wayne on Amazon Prime. But it's the same character, essentially. He plays a white trash dad in that movie. I mean, in that show. And he plays a piece of shit in this one, too. Almost to the point where it's like, well, yeah, you're Dean Winters, man. I saw you on the
I kept expecting you to go into a spiel that he does in the commercials. Whenever.
And save your family from mayhem like me. Exactly. Whips the mullet around. So I feel like we should probably start just heading into the final thoughts, because there isn't a ton to say about this movie, and I'm sure we'll dovetail a little bit more. So whoever wants to take the final thoughts, feel free to.
Yeah, why not?
DeMarco?
Palmer. See, the thing about Palmer, like my fellow here said today, it's very predictable. It's like probably the best Lifetime movie I've watched in a long time. JT does his thing. I was very impressed. I was not expecting. I saw a trailer. I was like, oh, I'm worried. I don't know. It could be pretty tacky. But by the end, like near like the third act, like the last 45 minutes when things ramp up, I got the lump in my chest. I was like, God damn it, they got me. You Fisher Stevens, you son of a bitch. So... So for me, it's, and I'm a sucker for any movie where like a hardened guy gets softened by, you know, a new sense of purpose and morality, and you know, the redemption arc is always something that really gets me going. So I give this movie 8 fairy memberships out of 10.
Beautiful. All right, TC.
Well, I will say that. I comment on the first half hour of this movie. It from a filmmaker's perspective, from someone who comes from a filmmaking background and career, you can see that they tightened up this front end, because it pops along. The editing is really choppy, and I would want to go so far as to say, oh, it was a director's choice because Palmer's so disoriented. We want the audience to feel disoriented, but yet somehow it feels too choppy in the editing perspective, but too slow to get the story starting. But once the story gets going, the foundation is set. The film builds on some really unique character work. Timberlake and Sam have this incredible chemistry. The scenes with just the two of them are what this movie is all about. Justin Timberlake is giving it his all without looking like he's trying too hard. Like we've, as Adrian mentioned, we've seen the talent of this guy through SNL, through the other movies he's been in. And he's done some dog movies, no pun intended.
Huh. That was Davey. I'm not a huge fan.
Sorry.
It's I'm not a runner fan. I brought it up because it's funny.
The poster is right behind you. What are you talking about?
So strange you have that
is
frame.
Is it signed?
It's just because I want to fuck Ben Affleck. You know, there's nothing else weird about it.
Timberlake has been laying bricks on his career for some time, and this isn't a prestige film. I don't really think this is a movie that's going to get him any buzz, but I do think this is the kind of movie that should give him notice. Should get him notice that this, if he keeps going in this direction, making movies this earnest, putting in terms this well-crafted, I could see some prestige filmmakers getting him on.
Get him on HBO.
I think Timberlake continues to impress, whether he's in a good movie or a bad movie. He continues to show just how capable he is. That's that Mickey Mouse roots, man. Sketch comedy and music. But where this film could lean heavily into like Beatty, saccharine, overly sentimental territory, it does manage to deftly dodge through some of those mines. It's touching. It'll leave you with your heart warmed. It's definitely not shattering the mold of this kind of movie, but it's a solid, entertaining film. And you get to see Justin Timberlake's butt. So there's also that. I'm going to give this 3.5 out of 5 flying princesses.
Nice. Adrian?
So we finally completed the trilogy. First we had Mud with Matthew McConaughey. Then we had Joe with Nicolas Cage. And now we have Palmer with Justin Timberlake. The final in the installment of like a rough guy has to take care of a kid and find out that his life, you know what, maybe it has meaning after.
Yeah.
I like this movie. I think it's fun. I think it's it was highly enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Although, yeah, it is pretty cliche. You know what? I would almost consider this like good for a family.
Sex and drugs.
The graphic
and
sex scene.
Sex scenes, yeah. Which is like, hey all right, nudity school, but it kind of seemed almost unnecessary. Which I would like never think of sex scenes, but it's like with everything else going on, it's like I want people to see this. I want like the whole family to see this because
make like a TV just watch edit, it separately. You know what I mean? Like a even, USA yeah. TV yeah. edit.
It's nice even though it's it can get rough at some points, and it's all really brought together by this kid. I'm gonna say his name again, Ryder Allen, who I feel like this is one of those movies that's gonna jumpstart his career into other things.
Yeah, if Jacob Tremblay can get nominated for Room, exactly, this kid could get nominated this kid for something.
Jacob Tremblay didn't get nominated for Room, and I'm still mad about that.
He didn't?
Let me try that again.
Case, this kid can't get nominated.
This kid can't get nominated. Neither did this kid.
But but yeah, I kind of just fall under, I like this more than I thought I would. Literally right before watching this, I walked like half a mile back home in the snow from my girlfriend's place, which wasn't shoveled because I guess Chicago somehow can't afford that. And it sucked. I was in sneakers. I didn't have my snow boots. So I was like, I fucking hate this day already. Let's watch Palmer. And it, you know what? It brought me back up. And I appreciate that. This is a good warm feel, good feel movie. Mm-hmm. Just check it out. It's not going to do you any harm. And JT, you're okay with me now, man. I think you're pretty cool. call me sometime. I give this a solid 3.5 out of 4. Maybe closer to a 4, but right now, we're going to keep it at 3.5.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah, I am the asshole.
What's wrong, Nate? You don't like kids?
Because I will be giving this the lowest score.
4 out of 10.
No, it is a good movie, and I did enjoy my time with it. I do think it's too long, and I kind of think it would probably be better as a PG-13 movie. The grittiness and realism just didn't add to much, and considering how sweet this film is, I think maybe toning it down a little bit to reach an intended audience and have more people experience what this movie's trying to say, especially about gender identity and about taking care of kids that are not straight. He may not know it yet, but he's not, and that's okay. I think a PG-13 rating would maybe help what this movie's trying to do reach a little bit farther, but that's obviously speculative and has less to do with the actual quality of the film.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good time with it. I will probably not remember it for very long, outside of the fact that this kid is good and I want to protect him.
Yeah.
And anyone who says otherwise gets the chair.
I will destroy you.
So I am going to give Palmer 6 out of 10 times I misremembered the movie's name as Parlor and almost searched for the Nazi website.
Yeah, okay, almost.
You guys really should check out Parlor. It moves
starring
you.
Gina Carano.
Like, no.
Yeah, no, bad. we're all gonna like text our parents, be like, "Hey, you should watch Palmer," and they're like,
"No."
So here's what I think about the Holocaust.
Oh God,
no! You went to the wrong thing.
It's a lizard, Mom.
Parlor.
What are you
talking
about?
I'm already out there.